So I decided to record before the game's over. So there's 2:24 left. We just got the ball back down, what is it, 31-14? And I really have, like, oh, what's my emotion? What am I going to record? I'm dead inside? That doesn't sound right. But it's kind of a, I don't know. I guess the only way to describe it is and the sack. Look, Michigan fans celebrating in Memorial Stadium like they always do. And it's just, you know, a reversion to normal that I wouldn't have believed 6 weeks ago. But, you know, before the Ohio State game, I still put up a post saying the only thing we have to fear is five consecutive losses, because I was worried about the defenses we were going to face in those five games, and we're about to lose the fourth one of those. So I'm left to just incomplete pass. I'm left to just kind of think of, like, you know, how normal the people in the stadium feel. This is normal. This is what it is. I'm not really mad. I'm not really, you know, nervous. I'm not really anything but normal. You know, I recorded after the Arizona State game. Here we beat a ranked team and we're going to be ranked, and I'm, you know, elated. I record after the Western Michigan game, like, we held on in that game. We always lose that game. I record after the Northwestern game, and I'm giddy as we're playing Sweet Home Chicago and the purple people are walking out of the stadium. And then, you know, I do this after, oh my gosh. Nathan, I hope he didn't get just injured. You know, I record after Ohio State game, and I have a little, you know, petulant temper tantrum about, you know, the fact that nobody can get behind a 6-0 team. And I get it now, you know. I get it now. Everybody knew this was coming. So it's just kind of back to normal, you know. Like, something about the basketball game starting last night, you know, and even though we looked pretty shaky for the first, you know, several quarters. That's the best punt he's ever hit in his life. You know, even though we looked shaky for the first three quarters of the game and then finally poured it on, it's still, I don't know, it felt normal. Like, mid-November, this is what you do as an Illini fan. You put away your tickets, you don't show up to the last football game, you stop reading about football, these fans are trying desperately to scream orange with the blue. You know, this is Memorial Stadium, and that's a go blue chant. You know, this is what it is. You know, Michigan taking a knee in our stadium. You know, they're going to run over a little bit here and celebrate with their fans in the corner, and here it goes again. You know, as to the game, I don't know. Four straight games with no offensive touch, no scoring in the first half. Four consecutive games. If you know how much you could have bet me after we were 6-0, if you told me next four games not going to score in the first half. You know how much money you could have gotten from me. And here we are. You know, cowbells clanging for Michigan fans and celebrating, and you know, their return to prominence and our return to being Illinois. So here we go. You know, Wisconsin will destroy us next week. And then, you know, it would be so Illinois to go, you know, if there were like 9 bowl eligible teams in the Big Ten and we were like the 9th because we'd lost 6 in a row, and to be like the only team in the country with a 6 wins that doesn't go to a bowl, it would be so, so like us, you know. So I'm just normal right now. This is what it feels like. You start to, like,
Michigan 31, Illinois 14.
You start to care about basketball. It's mid-November. We're bragging about a sellout when we just got drilled at home by a Michigan team that was beatable. And so it's, you know, the world turns their attention, or the Illini world turns their attention to basketball, and we just keep on keeping on. And I'll be in Rantoul next summer, and I'll be thinking, yeah, we're going to put it together, and maybe we have a new coach and there's excitement. But this is just how Illinois football ends. It just happens this way, and I just feel normal. Go Illini.